Welcome to Exhibition, an Xbox podcast, episode number 93. My name is Samuel Adams, and on today's show, we're talking about games, my friends, because there are big games dropping, big games coming soon, big updates coming for the games that we love. Spring is in the air, summer's on the way, the vibe is good, and that's what we're bringing into today's show. I'm talking about Wolong Fallen Dynasty, a new game called Leap that I got a free code for from the team at Blue Isle Studios. Big shout out for that, and I'll be giving my two cents on those two games, and we have plenty of news to dive into. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's start off today's show with some Wolong Fallen Dynasty talk, because this is a massive release for 2023 that's out now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, and it launched day one into Xbox Game Pass. And I'll start off by saying I'm not typically a Souls-like guy. I did not really enjoy Bloodborne, Demon's Souls wasn't my thing, Dark Souls didn't mesh with me, same thing with Elden Ring, Nioh, Sekiro, just never really clicked. And with Wolong Fallen Dynasty, there was a demo that came out probably about 6 or 8 months ago on the Xbox Marketplace. I dove in, played it for a little while, I thought that it would pretty much be the exact same situation. It's not for me, not all games are for everybody, that's alright. The game launches on March 3rd. Again, day one with Xbox Game Pass. The girlfriend loves Elden Ring Souls-like games. I'm like, sure, we'll download that. You can play that. I'll leave it on there. Have a good time with it. She starts playing it. I'm watching it. She goes off to do something else. I make my own character just on a whim. 4 hours later, loving this game. Number one, beautiful. Number two, combat is fun. Number three, I'm shockingly good at it. Don't ask me how that happened. Now, am I dying a ton? Yeah, but that's kind of the point of a Souls-like game. You get new gear, you die more, you get better, you get new gear. It's kind of the cycle, and then you take out some cool bosses along the way. But there are awesome cinematic moments where you can parry and counter these massive combos that look gorgeous whenever you land the button mashing at the very right time. And of course, different builds you can do. If you're into the heavy weighted armor, you might not be able to parry as easily, but you can do a ton of damage. Or if you keep things light, you're definitely risky and you're probably going to die more, but you get really cool parry combos and things like that. Just a lot of variety baked into the gameplay in these small little ways. And so I'm loving my time with it. I'm going to try and see it through. If I do finish it, this would be my first Souls-like game that I've ever finished. So very much so looking forward to playing more of it. But the reviews are pretty good across the board. I mean, Pure Xbox has the review roundup where they gave it an 8 out of 10. Attack of the Fanboy is a 10 out of 10. Push Square is at a 9 out of 10. Game Informer gives it an 8.8. And IGN, GamesRadar, and GameSpot all give it an 8 out of 10, with VGC giving it a 6 out of 10 or a 3 out of 5 on their scale. But this is the perfect example of why Game Pass provides value. And I mean, looking at last month, this month, and the following 2 months after this, we've got three massive releases that immediately come to mind. Of course, more that are on the way. But a couple of weeks ago, we saw Atomic Heart, a Bioshock-ish FPS. This week, we saw Wolong Fallen Dynasty, a Chinese mythology-based Souls-like game. In a couple of weeks, we get MLB The Show. The variety and gameplay experiences there is the perfect example of why Game Pass is great for anybody who wants to break out of their normal gaming habits. You know, as somebody who, before Game Pass, typically just stuck to first-person shooters, I never would have checked out Wolong, and I would have checked out some of the smaller games that come to the service, the platformers, the puzzle games, whatever it might be. The value that it brings for me is that it pushes me to try different things, and Wolong is the perfect example of that. And so not only is my girlfriend going to be able to enjoy this on my Xbox Series X, but I'm also digging it. I'm also enjoying it. And it provides, again, additional marketing for the game, because the more people that play a game, as long as it's good, which it's getting good reviews, I'm enjoying it, it then drives additional conversation. So thanks to Xbox Game Pass, I'm talking about it on my Twitter timeline, along with other people that are playing it on Game Pass. Then the people that are playing on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC all see the conversation from the timeline. They see the gameplay snippets, they watch a stream on Twitch, whatever it might be. They then say, I want to check out this game. They go buy it, they subscribe to Game Pass, whatever they want to do. No matter how they play, they're playing the game. That's the value of Game Pass, my friends. And so, Wolong is a very exciting release. I'm happy to see that it's doing well, and I'm excited to dive in more, but I'd love to know your thoughts down below. Are you into Souls-like games? Do you think you're going to check out Wolong? I would love to see what you have to say. Wolong Fallen Dynasty was not the only new game that I checked out this week. I also dove into Leap, out now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, and I reached out to the team at Blue Isle Studios for a code. Did not hear back on that specifically, but I did end up winning a code in a giveaway they did on launch day for Leap, which is very exciting. So thank you guys for the code. But I dove in, and currently the game is sitting at a 3.5 out of 5 stars on the Xbox Marketplace. And the description is, Leap is a fast-paced multiplayer first-person shooter featuring epic large-scale battles, each with players armed to the teeth. Become an elite Leap mercenary as you soar into battle, fight for either the United Earth Defense Coalition or the Rebel Exoterrans. Whoever pays the most wins your trigger finger and excessive arsenal. Work together with your teammates, use powerful weapons and unique class abilities, and traverse the terrain quickly with grappling hooks, jetpacks, and outrageous vehicles to seize victory. So there are PvE elements in this, there are PvP elements in this, but Leap overall is really focusing on user-generated content as the basis for its future. It's giving you a multiplayer shooter platform for you to pretty much build whatever you want. And in fact, there's a post up right now on the Xbox Wire with the team discussing why mod support is so important for the future. So I'm excited to see what the future of Leap looks like on Steam specifically, where PC players are more keen on developing new mods and making the game that they want out of the game they've been given. But my experience was primarily with PvP and PvE. I really enjoy the PvE elements of it. If you're into kind of round-based combat with light objective play, that's going to be something you'll really enjoy. But the PvP for me felt like, I'm not sure if I just wasn't good at it yet or if I hadn't spent enough time learning the mechanics of the game, but it felt like I died very quickly. I never really knew where I was getting shot from. And the overall movement of the game feels a little clunky. I know they say they've got a lot of different movement options, and they do. There's a jetpack. There's a awesome grappling hook, which is very fun. There's also this kind of surfboard, Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four style movement ability that you have there. But overall, I think the PvE is really where the game shines. And to be fair, that could be fun for future mod support as well. So I think this is a really cool release as a platform, as a potential future for what the game could be. Now, as it stands right now, I'm not typically somebody who digs into the user-generated content side of things. I don't want to build stuff in Forge and Halo Infinite, for example. I don't spend time developing the games. I want to play a game that's been built for me. That's why I'm paying you. Again, just my 2 cents. So I'm not really going to be somebody who digs into Leap and builds something new. My experience based off of the initial launch PvE and PvP experiences is that it's probably about a 2.5 to a 3 out of 5. So with that being said, it's definitely one you should check out if it's on sale. I could see this one being like a $5 bargain bin bundle thing. Maybe later on in 2023, maybe 2024. It's a fun one. It kind of reminds me of some of the early PlayStation 3 games. Like Fracture is one that comes to mind that I remember picking up on the low. And it was a fun time overall, but didn't really shatter anybody's earth, so to speak. So thank you guys again for the code. I appreciate the opportunity to check out. And again, excited for the future of what Leap holds. I mean, it very well could get tons of mod support from the community. And if you want to keep up, they are very active over on Twitter at PlayLeap. So again, excited to see this game come out. Hopefully the future is looking bright for it. Like I said at the start of the show, we have a ton of new games that are launching now and coming in the weeks ahead, and the great new game spotlight over on the Xbox Store is a great way to dig in every single week. Now, this is coming from Chrissy Wendland over on the Xbox Wire, who has all of the info you need to know. The great new game spotlight has officially kicked off, and we're excited to bring you a ton of games every week for the next 6 weeks. More than 100 new games will launch on Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One between February 28th and April 10th. Like prior years, you'll also be rewarded for buying great new games, Spotlight Games. The way it works is you spend $50 on eligible games and movies, and you receive 2,500 Microsoft Rewards points. You've got games, movies, and TV titles in the collection each week, and it's a continual cycle. So some of the games they call out are Anno 1800, Catan Standard Edition, Deliver Us Mars, PGA Tour from the team at EA Sports, Like a Dragon Inshin, MLB The Show 23, which is also coming on Game Pass, The Settlers New Allies, WWE 2K23, and of course, Wolong Fallen Dynasty. That's just a quick look at some of the big titles that are out there right now, but in the graphic, you've got Leap, like we just discussed, Blood Bowl 3, more that are on both sides of it that are a little bit covered up, so I can't see the full title, but lots of games coming out in the next few weeks, and this is the perfect example of Xbox spotlighting these smaller games. Could they always do more? Yes, but the ID at Xbox team is always talking about the smaller titles that are landing on the platform. You've got sales and spotlights like this that give players the opportunity to dive into these lesser-known games and check them out, spend some money on them, and get rewarded for diversifying their portfolio, basically. I'm excited about this, and I think it's a great way to kick off the spring and summer season. You know, as we're getting into these warmer months, the seasons are changing, people are wanting to experience new things. It's just a very exciting time that feels good for me personally, and I hope that it feels good for you as well. But it's a time that I like playing games like Wolong that are outside of the norm, and I like digging into these new titles, something fresh, to start a fresh season. And I think this is a great way to get rewarded for doing so. So if you do want to dive in again, you can get up to 2,500 Microsoft Rewards points, which is a pretty good deal, and you can also get some good games along the way. Halo Infinite Season 3 launches this week on March 7th, bringing a new battle pass, a new weapon, a new piece of equipment, 3 new maps, a new mode, 2 new armor cores, and a partridge and a pear tree. I mean, the list goes on. It's going to be a good week for Halo fans, and Season 3 feels really good going into it. Lots of momentum, lots of future promises from the team. I'm feeling really good. Cannot wait to get my hands on it. But I wanted to take a minute today to talk about a big milestone that Forge has hit, which is that they have had 1 million creations. Now, this news comes over on the Xbox Wire from Michael Score, the Forge lead designer at 343, who writes, "In November, the winter update brought a host of new maps, modes, and features to Halo Infinite. One of the most exciting additions was the Forge Beta, a powerful fan-favorite toolset that Spartans have used to unleash their creativity since its inception in Halo 3. We're happy to announce that as of January 2nd, more than 1 million creations have been forged. We followed up the release of Forge Beta with the addition of the custom game browser in December, allowing players to host and connect to custom matches, including Forge creations. As of January 2nd, more than 8.5 million custom matches have been played since custom game browser launched. Earlier this month, or last month, now that we're talking about this in March, we featured 4 amazing Community Forge creations in the Community Collection playlist, which has been the most popular Halo Infinite playlist since the game's launch. The playlist will continue to be updated with even more community content in the future, so stay tuned. As a refresher, the maps included in the Community Collection thus far are Absolution, Perilous, Salvation, and Starboard." Love every bit of this, and I'm a big fan of Forge. Now, like I said when we were talking about Leap, I'm not somebody who likes to dig in and build stuff, but the fact that we have these fan remakes that are being built in Forge, that's exciting, and it brings more content into the mix, and it's awesome that the team at 343 is now including these in the Community Collection playlist, expanding them, bringing them into the rotation. Now, I'm a bit of two minds on this because I think that it's important for the Forge tools to be there and for the fans to make stuff and for that stuff to be spotlighted. But just because somebody in the community remade Midship doesn't mean that I don't want other remakes from 343. Just because we have cool new maps coming from the community doesn't mean that I think 343 should just stop. And they're not doing that. We've got a lot of cool content coming. But I think that it adds additional content across the board, so rising tide lifts all boats kind of situation with this. Forge is awesome. I've seen some incredible creations. Custom games breathed a new breath of life into this game at the very bottom of Season 2, where the winter update was pushed out in kind of a haphazard way, just trying to keep players engaged through the winter, and it did what it needed to do, but Forge definitely played a big role in keeping that going, and the addition of the Community Collection playlist is also a big win there, because it kept people coming back to the game, and I think that's what Forge is going to continue to do for years to come. You know, once the regular season content eventually does wind down for Halo Infinite, it's going to be Forge, and it's going to be these hardcore community members that keep Halo alive until the next big release drops. So, cool to see. Congrats to the team at 343, and thanks to everybody around the world that has gone in and made something, because the tools are great, but I can have two pieces of wood and some nails sitting there all day long. If no one uses it, nothing's going to get made. So it's a team effort all around. So congratulations to number one, 343, and number two, to the community for making it happen. Ahead of rounding out today's show, we've got a speed round of four stories that I wanted to bring to your attention. First, if you're excited about new Capcom content, we've got a big spotlight coming this week on March the 9th at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. You can tune in for news on Resident Evil 4, Exo Primal, Monster Hunter Rise, Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection, and Ghost Trick Phantom Detective. First, I love the fact that they lay out exactly what's going to be there. Are there probably going to be some surprises? Highly likely. But it's nice to know RE4 is going to be present at the show. Monster Hunter Rise, DLC on the way? Could be, and that makes sense considering the game got added to Game Pass in January. Get more players in the door, now you put out the DLC, boom, more sales. Totally great marketing move there. And then, of course, the Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection. I know that's a big one for Switch players. I'm not really into it, but I know it was big back in the day, so it's good to see it getting more news. Out of everything here, what I'm most excited to learn more about is Exo Primal. I want to see some gameplay around that. This is kind of the cooperative Turok game that I think we all kind of saw and thought, wow, that looks good. Will it actually play good? Or play well, I should say. So excited to tune in. I'll be there on March the 9th, seeing what's going on there. And we'll talk about any kind of big announcements during next week's show. But until then, you can also dive into the new Games with Gold from the team at Xbox for March 2023. And they are just as underwhelming as you thought they'd be. So, March 1st to the 31st, you can check out Trooberbrook. Let me try that again. You can check out Trooberbrook. There we go. Very strange name for a game there, which is normally $30, and it's available March 1st to the 31st. Then also March 1st to 31st, you can check out Sudden Strike 4 Complete Collection, which is normally $39.99. And then March 16th to April the 15th, you can check out Lamentum, which is normally $15.99. I will say Trooberbrook is a very good-looking game, visually. It kind of reminds me of Octopath Traveler, where there's like this pixelated realism, I guess is the best way to describe it. Cool look to that one, but I'm probably not going to be diving into any of these. I'll, of course, add them to the library, but definitely not an impressive lineup for me for March. Better than nothing, but looking at the reviews, they all look like they're getting pretty good marks across the board, so hey, I complain about having Games with Gold continue to come out month after month, but these are three more games than I would have got otherwise, so can't really complain too much. And you can, of course, save $85.97 in value and get 3,230 in gamer score if you are so inclined. Now, while we have new games coming for Games with Gold, we do have games leaving for Game Pass. If you are somebody who wants to dive into the games before they hit the road, and there are some pretty big ones that are leaving for the month of March. We have Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Undertale, Goat Simulator, Kentucky Route Zero, Paradise Killer, Zero Escape, The Nonary Games, Young Souls, and F1 2020 that are all leaving on or around March the 15th as reported on by True Achievements. This is definitely one you need to check out in regards to Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. I need to dive in and check out Undertale because I know that people have been telling me about this game for years and I never actually sat down to play it. So I probably am going to try and check this one out as soon as I can. Might go ahead and put the Wolong playthrough on hold to check out some Undertale just to get a vibe for it, see how it feels. But this is the nature of the beast. You know, Game Pass games come, we get big additions like Atomic Heart and Wolong, the big additions from last year like Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Those contracts run out, it's time for them to hit the road. It is what it is, but that's the beauty of it. You get a continual flow of new games coming into the system, and it's the same thing that I used to do back in the day when I would buy games as a kid at GameStop. I'm going to resell them because I want to buy the new stuff, and that's exactly what's happening here with Game Pass. So dive in, check those out if you haven't already, and if any of them do pique your interest, go ahead, boot them up, even play them with the cloud if they have cloud capability. That's a great way to experience some games and see if you enjoy it before you spend the time downloading it. Like I played Soul Hackers 2 this week. Hated every second that I played on the cloud, but I didn't have to download it, so it's a win in my book. And finally, to round out today's show, Xbox and Lucasfilm have launched the Mandalorian-themed gaming gear for Season 3. There's an Xbox Series X, an Xbox Series S, and a little Grogu coat for your Xbox Series X and S controller, which is a very nice little Grogu-themed color, I guess, is... That's a color, Grogu. But of course, they are giving this away as a part of a giveaway to celebrate the Mandalorian Season 3. If you do want to enter, it's part of the retweet sweepstakes over on Twitter, so you can dive in, check that out. I love this kind of stuff, and I think it's so cool to see the designs they're bringing. Very rare to see the Xbox Series X brought into this. I know I've seen a couple along the way, but the Series S has gotten a lot of variations and limited time looks, so... Nice to see a little bit of a variation on that, but I love that little Grogu controller. I mean, come on. You just want to give it a hug, right? I mean, I do. And that wraps up today's episode of Exhibition, an Xbox podcast. If you enjoy the show and you're new here, you like what you see or what you hear, be sure to hit that subscribe button on YouTube or add the show to your podcast feed of choice and get it delivered right to you every single Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, I did make the official podcast playlist over on YouTube. This is a new feature coming from YouTube that's going to be integrated into YouTube Music later this year, so the official playlist is linked right there on the channel homepage. And also, you might notice a new channel trailer over there as well, if you ever wanted to see what everything was about. Very proud of the work we've been putting out here recently, so I appreciate the support, and I hope you guys keep it coming. But have a fantastic week, enjoy those games, and remember, keep on playing.